أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. In the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, we read that the Holy Quran is the source of guidance for the pious people. Who are the pious people who attain piety? The first characteristic is mentioned in this surah is those who believe in the unseen. What is ghayb? What is unseen? Some people think that believing in the unseen is supra-rational. And we have to explain something very important here, brothers and sisters, about our aqidah, about our faith, that there is a big difference between supra-rational and supra-natural. So, the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled his messengers to perform, they were supernatural, not supra-rational. Why? Because those things which are supra-rational, they are illogical. They are against intellectual reasoning. And in this way, in logic, we read that the most of sources of illogical aspects or statements either is daur, which is vicious circle, or tasalsul, which is regress, or to contradictory statements, tanaqud. Of course, when you deny causality and believe or think that things come to existence without any cause, it is for itself another type of contradicting the logic and rationale. So, shall we consider the miracles produced, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled the messengers to produce, as against intellect? Are they supra-rational or they are supra-natural? Before I go further, brothers and sisters, let me explain that what is nature? Does nature work in separate way from divine will, or all natural causes are only medias through which the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will move and function? For example, when you have different equipments at home, appliances, the wiring is there, but it is not connected to the main source of electricity. Everything is in order, whether it is washing machine, the fridge, the TV, or all other whatever equipments and appliances you have at home. The wiring is perfectly all right, but if it is not connected to the main, are not going to work. So this is the main electricity that moves within the wires to bring whatever function, physical or any other similar activity, to all those equipments. And now, physics, chemistry, and all other natural causes are only tools and means through which the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is functioning and moving. Doctors are the means to diagnose whatever wrong in your health and to prescribe whatever to cure it. But according to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of cure and remedy. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I turn ill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the shifa or the remedy. And this applies to all natural causes. Now, so when you hear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Musa alayhi salam to strike the river or sea by his walking stick, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this will cause the river to split, to part, and every party becomes like a huge mountain. فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالْطَوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ, as it is in Surah number 26, Ayah 63. So those who do not believe in the unseen and think that this is impossible, this is illogical. In other words, they are these miracles, so-called, according to them, they are supra-rational. We say no. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, everything will happen, and He is the source of all causality and the function of natural causes. The same we see it according to Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, that he was made able to cure incurable ailments. No, to bring the dead back to life. And ni uhyi al-mawta. Then all similar things which we find for the time of Prophet Sulaiman, peace be upon all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the throne of the Queen of Sheba was moved from far away to Palestine in less a minute. So, these are examples to say that miracles or whatever is related to the unseen is supernatural, but not suprarational. They are not illogical or impossible to happen. So, this is something very important for us to understand about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in various ayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the victory to Muslims. وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He protected you and supported you by the soldiers or army that you were not able to see. So how this will happen? How can we believe in that? Again, it is to refer to the first ayah which I started my talk today. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Sometimes, all the natural causes fail to help you. Referring to the specialist, whether it's in the hospital or the physicians, they work very, very hard. They do whatever they can, but sometimes something happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it can't be understood or elaborated or explained by the natural way. We've seen many people who reached the last step and status of their life, and they said that in 2 or 3 days' time, they will die. But something happened unexpectedly, and that was as a result of one dua, one prayer, one supplication, one form of devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which changed everything. We read in our ahadith that sometimes the calamities can be expelled and avoided by charity. So how can you make a link between this and that? What is the link between you donate certain amount of money to the poor and needy, to the orphans, widows, and that particular act will help in removing the calamity or something unwanted from you? This is something again related to the unseen or the ghaib, and what is related to our contemporary time, that the assistance people get from their communicating with the 12th Imam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his reappearance, when they beg him and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them some sort of support via the 12th Imam, Ajjalallah ta'ala Raju Sharif, they will get it. Don't forget that how people of Iraq were attacked by Daesh, by ISIS, and approximately 1/3 of the Iraq's land was occupied by these corrupt and the enemies of humanity, and people who claimed to establish the Islamic State, but they did nothing with Islam, neither Islam nor the state. They were a group of hooligans who misinterpreted the religious texts, and the only thing they had in mind, killing and destroying everything. Forgetting about the ayah in the Quran, which speaks that when you kill one person, one innocent person, it is equal to killing the whole humanity. And when you protect and save the life of one individual, it is equal to saving the life of the whole humanity. So how these people dare to do that in Iraq and in some other countries? And we see that a great marja, who is the deputy of the 12th Imam in our time, issues one fatwa, and that fatwa will lead to the whole nation moving and ready to sacrifice themselves to offer the maximum of jihad for getting rid of these corrupt people, Daesh or ISIS. And this was nothing but the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that enabled the 12th Imam via his deputy to gain that victory. The question is now, how are we going to benefit from that guidance to continue our supplication and communication with our Imam? What is the duty of believers during the major occultation in getting over all problems which are ever increasing? That is what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to act upon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.